kind to his devotees. This is agreement, you see. He's agreeing. I hope we're feeding him enough prasad. Are you getting enough prasad? I don't think so. I think he's hungry. So here, Krishna's saying that I will preserve what my devotees have. This means that if the devotee is due to lose something, but Krishna will preserve it so that they don't lose it. And Krishna says, I will carry to them what they lack. That's clear. There's something you need, but you don't have it. But Krishna will bring it. He'll look after you. So in the commentaries of our previous acharyas on this verse, Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, one of our great acharyas, he makes a very interesting comment. But he makes that comment in the form of a little bit of extra conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. Arjuna says to Krishna, he complains that your devotee is meant to serve you. But now this devotee is engaging you in his service because you are having to preserve things for him, and sometimes you're having to bring things and deliver them to him. So this devotee is making you serve him. So Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that Arjuna complains that this is a sign of a lack of love. This is the sign of a lack of real concern for Krishna. That the devotee is so busy serving Krishna, the devotee is so busy serving Krishna, he cannot look after himself. So Krishna has to come running around behind him to look after him. You get the idea? Sort of like a mother. The child is so busy playing that the mother has to come running around behind him, putting things back together again, clearing up the messes, and all that sort of thing. So Arjuna makes that sort of complaint to Krishna, that this is a sign of a lack of love, that the devotee does not look after himself sufficiently. So Krishna is forced to look after him. So Arjuna suggests to Lord Krishna, he says, wouldn't it be better if the devotee did less service and took some time out to look after himself, to preserve his own things, and to make some effort to get the things that he lacks? You follow? And Arjuna suggests that this would be more appropriate rather than forcing Krishna to serve me, the devotee. But then Krishna, according to Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, Krishna tells Arjuna, no, it is not like that. He says, I am looking for opportunities to reciprocate with my devotees. Yes, Krishna says like that, that I am looking for chances to do something for my devotees, to express my affection for them. And he gives a nice example. I think you may have heard this example. He gives the example of a young boy, a young man, who has a girlfriend. And they have their relationship, and they go here and there together, and spend time together, and so on. So one time, Krishna says, one time, they were walking, and they came to one river. And the girl asked the boy, "Would you please pick me up and carry me across the river?" So what did the boy do? Did the boy say, "No, you're too heavy. I don't want to have to carry you. You get yourself across the river. Don't try to take advantage of me." No. The boy, he was very happy that he got some opportunity to express his feelings to that girl. So he very happily picked her up, carried across the river, and he was very happy that that happened. He was not feeling bad that my girlfriend is taking advantage of me, something like that. So Krishna, he feels like that. Jiva Goswami says that even though Krishna, it was Jiva Goswami's disappearance day on Thursday, incidentally, just day before yesterday. Jiva Goswami says that even though Krishna is so deep, so vast, just like an unlimited ocean, but still Krishna never forgets even the smallest drop of service that the devotee does. Even if it's practically nothing, just a little bit of service. In Nectar of Devotion, if you've read Nectar of Devotion, you would have seen that Krishna's qualities are described there. And there is one quality, gratefulness. Krishna is always grateful for whatever little bit we may do for him. So there, Queen Kunti. Queen Kunti is quoted. She is speaking to Krishna after the battle of Kurukshetra. And she tells Krishna that one day snow may become hot and fire may become cold, but I know you will never forget what your devotees have done for you. In other words, the impossible may happen, but that will never happen, because Krishna, he's fixed like that. He's fixed in his kindness to his devotees. So we should try to learn to depend on Krishna rather than depending on so many material things. It may be a little difficult sometimes because we are so much in the habit of depending on material things, but we should try to cultivate a little detachment and try to cultivate a little more attachment to Krishna. We should try and do like that. And then we will see how Krishna is helping in so many regards. If we think that I will do everything for me, I will look after myself, I will go to the factory and pull the lever, press the button, step on the pedal for the rest of my life, and in this way I will look after myself, then Krishna, he will look at you and think, "Oh, he doesn't need me. He doesn't need me. He is looking after himself. Yes. But if we try to become a little detached and we're not so concerned about all of our comforts and everything, but we try to serve Krishna and lead a simpler life, then we'll see Krishna will intervene, Krishna will help. Just like you know the story of Sudama, you know that story, Sudama the Brahmin? He had nothing, just nothing at all. But he had a family to maintain, so he agreed to go and ask Krishna for something, because they had been at school together. So he went, and he stayed overnight at Krishna's place. And they had such wonderful exchanges that Sudama, he forgot to ask Krishna, please give me some money. He forgot. And he only remembered when he was almost home. And then he thought, oh, I forgot. What is my wife going to say? But then he thought, no, actually it's better. Because if I got lots of money, I probably would have forgotten Krishna. So he felt good. It's good that Krishna didn't give me anything. Anyway, a few minutes later he got home, and then he saw his home had been transformed into a palace. Very opulent. So we are not trying to claim here that exactly the same thing may necessarily happen to you, that your house may transform into a palace. Can you imagine? Vishvambhar was afraid that the number of people who might come to the program tonight might not fit into his house. That's why we're here, otherwise we'd be at his house. So of course he's right. We wouldn't have all fitted in the house. So maybe he's going to go home tonight and find that his house has expanded. Anyway, we don't really expect that, because, you know, he's not quite on the level of Sudama the Brahmin. But, still, even if you're not on the level of Sudama the Brahmin, but Krishna, he will look after you in ways which are appropriate. Yes. So that we should try to cultivate. And in this way we can advance in Krishna consciousness. Now we've got a few questions here. Let's try to answer them. Does Lord Krishna help only those who are Krishna conscious or everyone who asks for his assistance? He helps particularly those who are Krishna conscious. Those who just ask for money or something and they're not devotees, then he may help them. He may not help them also. But for his devotees, he definitely helps them. He guarantees that I will preserve what they have and carry to them what they lack. So therefore, be a devotee. Be a devotee. If you're not a devotee, well, anything could happen, to be quite frank. And Krishna, he may not help if he thinks that you're just a nonsense and you're going to use that money for some nonsense purpose. Oh Krishna, please give me enough money to buy a bottle store. I don't think Krishna will fulfill that desire. Now, did I tell you the story? I may have told you about this one little boy in America named Johnny, and he wanted a new bicycle. Did I tell you about him? So he asked his mother, give me a new bicycle. She said, no, it's not your birthday. Christmas just passed. We've got no money. But he was getting a little frantic. I want a bicycle. She said, well, look, why don't you go to your room and pray to Jesus? So he went to his room. Dear Jesus, please give me a bicycle. He looked around. No bicycle. Said, dear Jesus, you know, I've been really good. Please give me a bicycle. No bicycle. Then he realized, actually, I haven't been so good. Then he said, dear Jesus, you know, I tried to be good. Please give me a bicycle. No bicycle. Then he remembered that he hadn't really tried to be good. So he said, dear Jesus, I will be good. Please give me a bicycle. No bicycle. So then he got a little frustrated. He was a Catholic. In Catholic churches, they have statues like deities. So he went to the church. He was sitting there. There's one statue of Mary, the mother of Jesus. So little Johnny, he looked around. No one was around. He grabbed the statue of Mary and he ran. He stole it. When he got back home into his room, he said, dear Jesus, if you want to get your mother back, give me a bicycle. So not like that. Not like that. But if you're a devotee, if you want to serve Krishna, he'll help you. So be a devotee. Can we please explain who wrote Brahma Samhita? It was written by Lord Brahma. It's written by Lord Brahma. It's one of the original Vedic scriptures. Spoken by Lord Brahma and written down by Vyasadeva 5,000 years ago. You know, Vyasadeva, he wanted to write down all the Vedic scriptures. They're very big. He needed a fast writer. So he asked Ganesh. Ganesh has four hands. And he said, yes, I'll write with my four hands at the same time. But there's one condition. I will only write as long as you don't stop speaking. You just have to keep going. And I mean, we're talking about days and months, maybe even years of reciting things without a break. So Vyasadeva said, okay, I will not stop, but you must agree that you will not write anything down if you haven't understood it. So Ganesh said, no problem. So every now and then when Vyasadeva wanted to use the bathroom, he would just quickly say something very tricky and Ganesh wouldn't understand. So then he'd take a break for 5 minutes and come back. And when he wanted to sleep at night, he'd say something really abstract and very kind of difficult philosophy. And Ganesh would become stumped for hours. And then he would take rest. Vyasadeva would take rest. So he wrote them down. But actually it's spoken by Brahma. Please explain why you joined the Hare Krishna movement. Well, you know, I was 21. The ripe old age of 21. Seen everything, done it all. Not quite, but on the way. And I thought, it's not worth it, working in the factory, pulling the lever, pressing the button, stepping on the pedal. It's just not worth it. So, then I saw how happy the devotees were, so I became a devotee, or I joined the devotees, put it that way. That's why, because I could see, it was so clear, that material life and working like a dog for some unappreciative master, it's just not worth the trouble. How does one maintain one's spiritual life with material life, especially if one is a student? Well, you just follow the program of Krishna consciousness. You get up early in the morning and you chant your rounds. You have a morning program. Then during the day you can do your student work. And then in the evening you can do more Krishna consciousness. This is how you do it. Yeah. Pretty easy. Why does Srimati Radharani not wear tilak? Well, she does wear tilak, but you haven't got the eyes to see it. Why have you not got the eyes? That's the real question. Yes, you need spiritual eyes. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he describes that she has tilak. Her tilak is her good fortune. It may sound a little abstract, but actually it's a fact. Her tilak is there on her forehead and all over her body in the form of her good fortune. When is the right time during your beginning years to wear tilak and why? Well, you should start wearing tilak as soon as you start chanting regularly. Maybe 1, 2, 3 rounds a day, just something in the beginning. So when you start taking up the practices and trying to apply yourself, trying to take Krishna consciousness a little seriously, then you should start wearing tilak. Because that marks your body as a temple of the Lord. Your body becomes sanctified. That on the forehead, that is the footprint of the Lord. On your nose, that is the tulsi leaf. So these things sanctify your body. It's very nice. Balaram is only 4.5 months old. Don't you think we should wait until he's older? And decide whether he should go for the Srimad Bhagavatam or the money? I think you don't like this idea of going for the Srimad Bhagavatam. I think you're one of these bread heads. What would happen if we put you there? Anyway, money. Srimad Bhagavatam is directly the form of the Lord. So we should try and take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And if a child is attracted to that, that's very nice. Is Buddha an incarnation of Lord Krishna? Yes. Why does one have to fast on Ekadasi? Well, you just have to avoid grains. Because all sinful activity is in grains on Ekadasi. Why do we not have a picture of Lord Vishnu on the altar? Well, you know, there are so many forms of the Lord. If we had a picture of everyone on the altar, it would fill up the whole room. But Krishna, he is the original form. All the other forms are within Krishna. So when Krishna is there, then Vishnu is there, Narayan, Kurma, Varaha, Vamana, they're all there. Last question. If one must not keep the sacred Bhagavad Gita on the floor, then why is the mridanga kept on the floor, which is used to glorify the Supreme Lord? Well, you know, come on, we have to draw a line somewhere. You are meant to glorify the Supreme Lord. Why do we keep you on the floor? But the mridanga is not directly the Supreme Lord. The mridanga is a devotee. So the devotees, they can stay on the floor, it's okay. Yeah. But Krishna himself, no, we have to be very careful with Krishna himself. Hare Krishna. So we hope you will pray for little Balaram and bless him, that he'll become a nice devotee and a happy devotee. That is the main reason we've gathered here tonight. So now we'll have Arati. Srila Prabhupada Kija.